I was just laughing here with Trent. I'm like, are you guys trying to keep me from coming up on stage or what? I mean, good to see everybody here this morning on this spring-like day, huh? Boy, this will grab your attention in a hurry when you step outside. But it's good to see everybody. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? We welcome everyone here today. We just want to start our services with an attitude of prayer. You know, many times we get so busy, so wound up, so worked up on a Sunday morning that we're in a frenzy when we get here and we don't take time to still and quiet our minds and our hearts before the Lord. So we just want to take that opportunity here as we do every Sunday and just in the privacy of your own heart, go before the Lord and His throne of grace this morning. Lord Jesus, I pray that the cry of our heart would be from your word, that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, I know that there are many who are afflicted with illness and sickness, and that has been going around so often, and we ask for your healing touch upon those who aren't feeling well, but Lord, I thank you that you continue to be seated on your throne of victory and you call us unto yourself. And God, that we're gathered here today, and whether it be the cold weather or illness, that we would not be deterred. We'd be determined in our hearts and our minds to come unto you. And God, we do come here today, not in our own name, not in the name of the church, but in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For we come here to worship and exalt you, for you alone are worthy to be praised. And we ask for your spirit and your presence here today. And every mind and every heart will be open to receive you and the message that you have for us through song and through greeting and through fellowship and through the word of God most of all. Father, I pray that you would bind and bar and eliminate the distractions and the enemy. God, we know that you are the one who is an authority here. So I pray that you would align every mind and every heart with you. How we need you. And we exalt you and we invite you here this morning. May you be praised. May you be glorified. Father, may you be exalted. We love you, Lord Jesus. In the name, that precious name of our Savior, we pray all things in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. We're going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to praise the Lord this morning with a song. And it is a powerful, awesome hymn. There is power in the blood. Say amen. All right, let's sing it.
Victory. Good morning. If you believe there's power in the blood, say amen. Amen. Daily sing praises to our Lord. It's a little bit cold out, right? Can we all agree on that? A little bit cold? But isn't it beautiful? I mean, look out the windows and how the sun is shining. It's a gorgeous day, isn't it? Every day is gorgeous because God's in control every day. Amen. If you're a visitor, and there's a connection card in front of you in the pew, if you wouldn't mind filling one of those out, and as the ushers come by in just a minute, if you could put that into the plate, the pastor would like to follow up and be in contact with you. And so please take a moment to do that. And then just a couple announcements today. Tonight is bowling night in East Haven. And this was postponed from a couple of weeks ago when there was a snowstorm, and there's not going to be one tonight. So it's tonight. And if you haven't signed up, you still can, right, Pastor? Yes. You can still sign up. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer on the counter there. So if you're interested in coming and haven't already signed up, please do that, because they need to know how the bowling alley needs to know how many people are coming, so they know how many alleys to reserve for, so how many lanes. So please put your name on there if you're thinking of coming. And then on March 17th, there's going to be a family game night here at the church. And more to come on that. And then it'll be a quarterly business meeting for church members on March 26th. So that'll be after Sunday school time. So church members, please make a note of that and plan on staying for a few minutes after Sunday school. And then on March 26th is SNAP for people who are new here. That's Sunday night at Pastor's. And it's always a great time of fellowship, games, and food, and food, and games, and food. And so it's a great time. And Pastor always has an excellent little message there he gives during that time, too. Let's see. With that, let's have the ushers come forward. And as they do, let's all stand.
If I could just make an announcement about the teams.
Wait.
They like the back page, because the back page is about stuff happening today. Very important. So listen, today, if you've got a team in youth group and they want to share their gifts, talents, and abilities that God's given them, the teams are staying after church for not only today, but look on the back of the bulletin, March 5th, 12th, 19th. Maybe more if we need more practice time. From 12 to 2, give them a couple bucks. They either grab a sandwich at Sal DeMarco's. We do have some junky cereal left over from Wednesday. By that, I mean highly sugar, for our snack. So nobody's going to starve to death if they didn't bring a lunch. But come, find out what God wants you to do. Plug in with our group. It's going to be an awesome time. It's going to culminate not only with a big competition in New Hampshire on April 8th, but then summer camp on the third week of July is going to be the big competition up at Spruce Lake in Word of Life. So if you have teens, plug them in. We're here to help them have a good time, okay? Thank you.
Amen.
Let's all stand and we're going to recite together.
Acts 3:19, it's up on the screen there. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. And Gary, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time we can come. Thank you for this nation we live in where we have the freedom to do so. Now, we pray that as you take these tithes and offerings, you would use them to accomplish your will and your glory throughout our community and throughout this nation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thy best, thy heavenly friend, through stormy ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy Lord God undertake to guide the future as he had the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing change.
That gets harder as technology advances. You know what I mean by that? Pray for your kids. Electronics, devices, cell phones, man, they got the world traveling with them in their pocket, and the devil is coming hard. And it's important that we all take time to be still and know that he is God. Amen. You know, we're going to sing a song. It's a new song for this month. It's called The Lion and the Lamb. And in Revelation chapter 1, the beginning of verse 7, it says, "Behold, he comes with the clouds." And Psalm 27, 1 talks about the Lord being our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? No one. Easy answer. Okay? And the verses go like this. He's coming on the clouds. King and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Amen? Amen? Come on. He's fighting our battles. We're not, because we are so not sufficient. You know what I'm saying? Okay? He's fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks those chains, and every knee will bow. And verse 2 goes, so open up the gates and make way before the King of Kings. Our God who comes to save, he's here to set the captives free. And he set us free and you free if you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior. But we're supposed to help free others, right? By being a light that shines in a dark world. Amen? Amen? All right, follow us in this song. It's not too hard.
The Lion.
know, I went and got the teens beach donuts this morning, and I didn't know that they didn't open until 7:30, and I'm standing in front of the door, and I'm like, why aren't they opening? It's a little cold. And then when I jumped out of my car, I didn't realize that the other cars that were there, they're all waiting to get the donuts. And they all jumped out like, hey, who are you? You got mine. And it was kind of crazy because I actually got a moment to share. You know, I was the only one dressed like this. They're all in their sweatpants because they're going home probably to, you know, hang out. And I said, you know what? I'm trying to surprise my teens with some beach donuts because we have Sunday school this morning. And I invited them all to church. And hey, you know, you just don't know. And I got to thinking about the words of that song about all the people that either don't know him or reject him. And no matter what, every knee will bow before him. But boy, don't we pray that they bow voluntarily here while they're living and breathing on planet Earth and have a heart of compassion for them? I encourage you, no matter where you are or what you're doing. I know I didn't plan on giving the donut illustration this morning, but I just got out. But seriously, I encourage you to just be aware of those around you. I think it's very easy for us to get in our zone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got that bubble. You get your car, you go to work. You get your car, you come home. And then you don't leave your house. If you do, you just get your stuff, tunnel vision. And I just encourage you, you know, the next song we're going to sing is Soldiers of Christ Arise. We're supposed to be soldiers. Last time I checked, soldiers aren't wimpy. They aren't wimpy, right? Are you agreeing with that? They're not wimpy. You know, there's a word in this song, and I want to break it out for you. But you may not know what it means. And in verse 2, it talks about the panoply of God. Panoply. What on earth is a panoply? I'm glad you asked. Anything for checking or completing or forming a magnificent covering. The panoply of God. I.e., for example, the full armor of God. What are we told to put on in Ephesians? The full armor of God. Soldiers need armor. Amen? Let's sing this song. It's going to be the tune of Crown. So you recognize the tune. And Lord, forgive us for not tapping into it, for calling upon you for that strength, for looking to you and remembering, whom shall we fear? For not putting on the armor of God and wearing it all the time. Lord, help us to do the right thing, to shine brightly and look for opportunities to share your truth and to be a godly witness and testimony at home, in our neighborhoods, and around these communities, Lord. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.